This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to let you know that if you want to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now listen, I'm divided on today's show because there's so much to cover. And, you know, yesterday we were talking about, you know, here we go again. And we were talking about, and hopefully you checked out the article on sonsoflibertymedia.com, where we literally, friends, have eyewitnesses to what took place there in El Paso, whereas she said she had seen four shooters dressed in black. And, of course, you didn't hear a thing about that in the media. And, of course, they do this through omission, through diversion, through smoke and mirrors, by keeping your eyes on the circus of politics. And circus of politics is exactly what's being played out in front of the American people today. Maybe this is what I'll do. I want to highlight some of the things that are going on here with Trump and Graham. And, again, I don't want you to say that you were never told, because you're being told today in a major way as to what's happening here, friends. The agenda is going forward through every crisis. Remember what Rahm Emanuel said, the criminal mayor from Chicago? He said, never let a good crisis go to waste. And we also know that there's many false flag attacks today, where the modern day brown shirts are in there aiding and abetting those that are committing crimes against we the people, which doesn't mean people don't die. It means there was more to it than what you were told. So when saying that, friends, do you understand that what you're seeing today is the set for federal control of the internet and social media by Donald Trump? Just wanted to let you know that, because we must recognize that the internet has provided a dangerous avenue to radicalize disturbed minds. The internet, said Donald Trump, likewise is used for human trafficking, illegal drug distribution, and so many other heinous crimes. The perils of the internet and social media cannot be ignored, and they will not be ignored. Well, this may explain as to why big tech companies are censoring and suppressing free speech, namely zeroing in on Christians and conservatives. Okay? The agenda is going forward. Proposed aggressive regulation of media by Donald Trump. We must stop the glorification of violence in our society. Then deal with the Supreme Court, Donald Trump. They call it free speech to teach your kids how to kill, to teach your kids how to rape, to teach your kids how to deal drugs. Deal with Hollywood, Mr. President. Enforce that law that you said you were for, which you have failed to do up to this point. Going back, proposed aggressive regulation of media. He said it is far too easy today for troubled youth to surround themselves with a culture that celebrates violence. We must stop or substantially reduce this, and it has to begin immediately. Notice who they're using to push forth the agenda, okay? Who are they zeroing in on, friends? Anybody that exposes the UN agenda, anybody exposes the powers that be, anybody that is a threat to the establishment that a majority of the American people claim that they're sick and tired of. Donald Trump called for the involuntary confinement of those with mental illness, who they deem mentally ill, friends. We must reform our mental health laws to better identify mentally disturbed individuals who may commit acts of violence and make sure those people do not only get treatment, but when necessary, involuntary confinement. Wow. This sounds like a step forward since September 11th in a major degree. Well, yeah, of course it worked a little bit incrementally through George W. Bush, and now it went through a little bit further through the siege, through Barack Hussein Obama, and now we're seeing it going a little bit further through the likes of Donald Trump. Is the agenda stopped? Absolutely not. Don't talk to me about a deep state America. Don't talk to me about a dual system, a dual party system, because it's unconstitutional. No matter how many times I show the Constitution to the people that continuously fuel the narrative of divide and conquer, Mark 3:25, they continue on in their big bad selves, continuously dividing the American people. Okay? Don't tell me I didn't tell you, because I did. Okay? I'm free from the blood of all people that listen to me concerning what's happening in the natural because of what I am preaching in the spiritual first and foremost. 1 Corinthians 2:14. Read it when you get a moment. Did you also know that they are creating laws today that would allow the government to seize firearms from people they deem a grave risk? We've seen this just last year, friends, where they began to initiate this step by step, where a man, I believe it was on the East Coast, resisted the police because they were coming for his guns, and the police shot him dead. Okay, just so you know what's on the horizon here. But we've been talking about this for years. Donald Trump said we must make sure that those judged to pose a grave risk to public safety do not have access to firearms, whoever they deem dangerous, friends, again, and if that they do not do those firearms can be taken through rapid due process. Okay? Just yesterday, Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, posted, Trump and Graham team up to attack your rights and the Constitution in wake of the shootings. Now listen carefully. Most of us who have been paying attention have been seeing this for a while. When Trump brought in anti-Second Amendment poser William Barr as Attorney General, nobody wanted to talk about that. Well, you better start talking about it, friends. Well, you still have the right to bear arms. And pro-gun confiscator Chuck Canterbury to be ATF director. Tim said, I warned that the 3D chess everyone keeps talking about isn't about pieces being moved to deal with these criminals in D.C., but rather to deal with the law-abiding citizens. Following unconstitutional behavior by the Trump administration in banning bump stocks and advancing unconstitutional red flag laws, it looks like Donald is ready to team up with Senator Lindsey Graham to push a bipartisan criminal piece of legislation to push red flag laws at the federal level, a clear violation of the Second, the Fourth, and the Fifth Amendment to the United States Constitution. When are the American people going to wake up? I don't know. I have no idea, because Donald is doing everything for those that he deems to be his arch enemies on the left, right? Because, friends, he's doing it. He is literally handing them everything that they're asking for, little by little, as Donald Trump's worshipers fail to see the unconstitutionality of what he's doing today.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean. If this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the measure of our conduct to be others. Why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, friends. I want to reiterate the point, friends, that what I'm highlighting here right now, as I did during the first segment, is this now explains, friends, mask off, as to why Facebook, why Twitter, why YouTube, why Google, and big tech companies are censoring. Donald Trump is coming behind this shooting, friends, or shootings, and strengthening the hands of those that are censoring you. Do you not see how this works out? This is the works of communism. This is the work of communists. So you know. Trump touts internet crackdown as part of response to shootings. I was just in passing today watching someone for less than 2 minutes just talking about Donald Trump, who is a preacher and the law of truth is supposed to be in his mouth, and he is an unprincipled man, driving more support to Donald Trump while Donald Trump continuously strips the rights of the American people away from them. You know when you're going to wake up, friends? When you're disarmed. Yep, you will. And that's why many of you people listening to me now are angry with me, because you know it's true. You just don't want to face the facts. You don't want to judge this administration for the fruits that he's bearing. You didn't want to judge him when he funded Planned Parenthood. You didn't want to acknowledge the fact that, friends, he's advocated for 55 new unlawful legislative acts. in 26 different states in the first 500 days of his administration. You didn't want to acknowledge that. You didn't want to acknowledge the fact that he opened the borders on the northern and southern borders to give more power to the UN and their initiative. You didn't want to acknowledge, friends, Donald Trump through Betsy DeVos, the new Secretary of Education, when she handed off public education in America over to the UN agenda. You didn't want to talk about that. You don't want to talk about that. You just want to see the good because things are so bad. Well, friends, you know, the fact of the matter is the very guy that you call good is the very guy doing what he's doing to you today with your consent, with your hands up in the air, worshiping the guy. I'm sure you've heard the saying to Cicero, whatever you would have him called. Don't blame Caesar, blame the people of Rome, who have so enthusiastically acclaimed and adored him and rejoiced in their loss of freedom and danced in his path and gave him triumphal processions and laughed delightedly at his licentiousness and thought it very superior of him to acquire vast amounts of gold illicitly. Blame the people who hail him when he speaks in the form of the new, wonderful, good society which shall now be Rome's. Interpreted to mean more money, more ease, more security, more living fatly at the expense of his worshipers, the industrious. Yeah, that's where we're at today. Hey, folks, it's like this. Let me take it to youth talk, street talk. You can't fix stupid, can you? How do you show mercy to a people that refuse to acknowledge the truth? You know, the Bible tells us in Jonah 2:4, it says, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. They are passing laws, friends, to further strip the American people, Donald Trump and Lindsey Graham. And you can rest assured these bills have been drawn up for a long time, waiting in the winds for an opportunity like this to implement them. That's exactly what's happening. Instead of further strengthening the American people and arming the American people and solidifying their God-given rights, no, it's always a war against the law abider, isn't it? Doesn't that tell you who may be behind the stripping of your God-given rights and what their intent is? What is the definition of a communist? Because if that isn't, I don't have one for you. Jonah 2:4, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. How does God show a nation mercy when they refuse to acknowledge the truth? I am so frustrated with people that you could transport to the sun and they don't want to, they wouldn't see it, friends. And I want to tell you why, because they don't want to see it. They have their finger on their eyeballs. And I'm serious when I say this. Woe unto you that continuously preach in strengthening the arm of the flesh. You are cursing your own people. You are cursing your own people. Instead of judging them by their fruits, you judge them by your favorite politician who has your favorite jersey on. And I say shame on you. And furthermore, friends, I say not only shame on you, but woe unto you. Read Isaiah 30 when you get a moment. I'm really divided on today's show. Got up at 5 o'clock this morning and started looking up some more information on what I was talking about yesterday when I was highlighting, here we go again, mainstream media counters eyewitness accounts, four men in black as shooters in El Paso. And I talked yesterday about, Columbine High School. I talked about San Bernardino and eyewitness accounts counter the CIA narrative, the media's. And then I talked about the Parkland High School shooting and how there were students. Folks, it's not just one, but there were several students in videos that were live streamed through the local media outlets that were standing with Nicholas Cruz doing the shooting. But of course, people didn't want to believe that. Because it didn't fit the narrative that they claim that they don't believe in. right? But Facebook, YouTube, Twitter were simultaneously scrubbing the eye and ear witnesses because it contradicted the mainstream media's narrative. Because, folks, if it's not a lone wolf, then what do? If it's more than one shooter, then there's a conspiracy. Then they have a problem on their hands. Then people begin to ask real questions, right? Well, I posted this yesterday, Alexa Mednick, where she was standing there with Nicholas Cruz as they heard shooting in the other buildings. That was stripped by the big tech companies that Donald Trump wants to further strengthen. Parkland teacher said, why are the police here? She identified the shooters as police in tactical gear. And then there was also another student. I got this posted as well. Parkland, Florida high school student reveals there was a scheduled police drill on that day of the shooting. Okay. And then what I did is I took it to the Walmart shooting recently in El Paso, Texas, and I put up two videos so you can see for yourself. Channel News actually reported, friends, that there was four shooters dressed in black. You were told that there was one with a convenient little picture of the shooter with the weapon in hand that they just happened to want to ban, and the American people still haven't figured out how this works, right? You don't want to listen to the eyewitnesses, but you want to listen to the media and their useful idiots that weren't there? That's, friends, that's ignorance. The Bible says we're two or three, out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word. And yet you listen to the narrative of those that are reporting on something that they had not witnessed themselves. And what they do is they omit the eyewitnesses because it doesn't fit the narrative, right? A lot of questions going on around as to what took place in El Paso, friends. A lot of strange stuff coming up. Same thing within Ohio. Just wanted to let you know. A lot of strange stuff coming up. Can I go back just to show you how weird this gets? Can I go back to Columbine for a moment? This morning when I got up, I started to dig a little bit deeper because there's another video of a young kid, and I've seen it several times, and it was on YouTube, and it was a young kid at Columbine with his parents talking about how he's seen four shooters in Columbine. Okay, I need to go back because this is when it really blew open, friends, in a major way. Not that it didn't happen before, but this was the first time it was really majorly publicized. Okay? Going back to Columbine, an article appeared with the actual eyewitness accounts of what happened in Columbine. The narrative is Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold walked in, shot up the school. There's no doubt that they were a part of it. No doubt. Have you ever gone online to see the video of the shooting in the school? Did you take the time to see how much of the film was redacted? Friends, just blacked out, omitted. Because when you see how much is redacted concerning the live footage, a lot of questions, it raises more questions than it brings resolve to the questions in a big way. I'm going to come back to over 101 eyewitnesses who can't be wrong that were inside of that school. You heard me right. We'll be right back.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are headed to El Paso, Texas, after visiting a hospital in Dayton, Ohio. Both cities were shaken by mass murders over the weekend. The Trumps visited some injured victims and thanked first responders for their quick action. Democratic Senator from Ohio Sherrod Brown met the president at the airport.
The last thing that I said to the president before he left, we had just met with police officers in the hospital in a conference room, and the president said, we want to give honors and awards to these police officers. And I said, Mr. President, respectfully, and a group of, I don't know, 20 or 30, 40 people, respectfully, the most important thing you can do for these police officers is take these assault weapons off the streets.
And beginning September 1st, FedEx will no longer deliver Amazon's ground packages as the company did not renew its contract with Amazon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Parents, the end of summer is here. You want to get the best deal ever on a good night's sleep while you're paying for all that stuff for school supplies? How about getting the best deal ever on a MyPillow? Good night's sleep for just $69.98 for two MyPillow premium pillows, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. A good night's sleep is worth twice the price. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA, get great savings on a good night's sleep.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, again, I got to tell you, this is the first time in 20 years of ministry that folks, I'm divided on this show. But, there's a lot of people questioning as to what just took place here in that of Ohio, and not just Ohio, but also El Paso. And eyewitness accounts counter the mainstream media's narrative. Remember what the criminal mayor, Rahm Emanuel, said. He said, never let a crisis go to waste. Keep in mind, friends, there's a lot of false flags around these attacks, which means they had help. I'm going to go back to Columbine. I'm going to give you some information. I'm going to give you names and their comments of their eyewitness accounts as to what took place in that school in Columbine, Colorado. April 20th, 1999. Did you know that there was over 101 witnesses who can't be wrong that identified more than two shooters? I'm going to give you their names. I'm going to give you their quotes. If you'd like to go online and check out the article, please do, friends. Here we go again on sonsoflibertymedia.com. No wonder why they're censoring my content. They don't want you to figure out how this all works. Send in the brown shirts. Help create the crime. Right? And help in creating the crime brings about the agenda. Which way is Donald Trump going with your Second Amendment, friends? He's stripping you of your God-given rights. Blaming you, the law-abiding citizen, friends. Blaming you, the law-abiding citizen, for the crimes of those that we have been told by the mainstream media concerning the guilty perpetrators, the assailants, and for the crimes that they have committed. They are blaming the law-abiding gun owners. Do you understand this? Do you need me to explain this a different way, friends? And I'm not talking down. I'm just really frustrated with people that should know better, friends. And the fact of the matter is, they don't. They just keep worshiping. They got so ingrained into their heads, the left-right paradigm, that they're now telling you, you need to pick a side. No, there's right and there's wrong. They're serving the God of Israel, and they're serving the devil. There is no in-betweenites. Remember that. Let's go to Columbine. According to the final report of the investigation, which, by the way, nobody ever heard in the mainstream media, you heard two people, Eric Harris, 18, and Dylan Klebold, 17, planned and executed the mass shooting at Columbine High School outside of Littleton, Colorado on April 20th, 1999, leaving 15 people dead and 23 wounded. But at least 101 eye and ear witnesses remembered it completely different than the way the media spoon-fed you or filled your glass of their Kool-Aid. Poisoning the faucet every step, friends. What was the objective? What was the end aim? Did they care about the kids? Absolutely not. Look at the games that they're selling, that your kids are playing. Teaching them how to kill cops and rape women and steal cars. And folks, the more you kill, the higher score you get concerning your friends in a school. Yes, they made a game out of Columbine. And your Supreme Court said it was freedom of speech. No, it's not freedom in any sense of the word. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, and the law does not permit teaching your kids how to kill, steal, drug deal. The list goes on. Chris Wisher, a sophomore, he turned and saw two guys carrying shotguns and wearing black trench coats. A third guy wearing a white T-shirt and jeans was seen throwing bombs onto the roof. I have the video on this one. Jake Apotica, sophomore, he was at the soccer field, heard firecrackers. He turned and saw two guys carrying shotguns wearing black trench coats and a black T-shirt. A third guy wearing a white T-shirt and jeans was seen throwing bombs onto the roof. He's seen the same thing that Chris Wisher seen. Jonathan Cole, a freshman, he noticed two tall guys in black trench coats. He then saw a third male wearing a white T-shirt and blue jeans. This person looked over to the other two suspects and yelled, "Go, go!" Oh, friends, it gets a lot better. Hold on. William Arpakiles, freshman, he states that he was at the soccer field and heard firecrackers. He turned and saw three people near the west entrance. Two were wearing black trench coats and carrying guns. The third was wearing a white T-shirt and no visible gun. The person in the white T-shirt was pacing back and forth about five away from the two gunmen, 5 feet. Channel 7 News at 12 noon. On 420, EP 244 reported, a reporter said that numerous witnesses he spoke to, who were not named, said that they saw three gunmen. Okay? Lindsay Elmore, a junior, I believe there were three gunmen. There was so much movement that Elmore thought there was more than two people. Oh, just wait, friends. ACSO Nelson, a list of three names that the 12 witnesses ID'd from a yearbook were turned over to investigators to forward, and we never heard a word about it. Anthony Samaro, freshman, Tony stated that two suspects came in the front door and one in the side door. Okay. Eric Sund, freshman, saw two gunmen downstairs near cafeteria, runs upstairs and sees another person in trench coat in front of library doors. By the way, these are actual statements. These were the eyewitnesses as to what happened in Columbine. It does not fit the narrative that you were sold. 20 years later, friends, John Curtis, staff, describes three attackers. This kid, Richard Olgensek, father of students Alicia and Sarah, Richard then asked the investigator what information had been obtained referencing any other participants. Richard stated that while he was at Lee Wood Elementary School waiting for information about his two daughters, he talked with two girls who came from the school. The girls said that they had seen two guys in the cafeteria wearing all black. There were also two guys who entered the main door from the parking lot. One was in black and the other in white. The girls said they all had guns. They just named four. Oh, just wait a second, friends. It gets better. Eyewitnesses inside of Columbine. You were told the narrative was there was two shooters. Okay? Adam Campbell, he was a senior, walked out of school at 11:20 a.m. right before the shooting on April 20th and saw Harris in the parking lot with two or three other guys wearing a white T-shirt and backwards baseball cap. Okay? Matt Katzenmeyer, sophomore, saw four subjects carrying bags in, according to Darlene Mesh. No wonder why people don't trust the media. Oh, friends, I'm just getting started here. Alicia Mays, sophomore, saw four people with trench coats and guns, according to Rachel Nelson. Natalie Baker, she's a freshman, told her mother that there were two other shooters besides Harris and Klebold. You didn't hear a word about them because it didn't fit the narrative. They had help, friends, according to these eyewitnesses. Ryan Ezzy, a sophomore, saw four people outside with hats on backwards. He says he saw at least four parties dressed in black standing calmly when others were running. By the way, there's also investigative claim numbers and file numbers on each one of these statements, just to provide the accuracy that it literally came from the people that I'm naming. Jordan Grimm, a freshman, according to Jordan's aunt, he saw Harris and Klebold and two others together outside school just before the shooting began, just before the incident began. Did you hear about this, friends? Oh, just wait a second, friends. It gets better. John Spallinger, Clement Park maintenance worker, a majority of the students Spallinger helped, informed him that there had been a trench coat mafia gang shooting over at the high school and that there were four shooters involved. You were told about Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, friends. Thornton, North Glen, SWAT team, 11:35 on April 20th. 12 hours later, the team enters CHS for another search. We were advised that two suspects, shooters, might still be in the school. Wow. Littleton police officer Mike Eamon advised that there were possibly four suspects in the school. Four of them. Nathan Dykeman, senior. He was friends with these guys. He said, anyways, yes, there were two more people in the school with handguns, but they decided to bail. Eric and Dylan went through with it, and the other two did not. Wow. Daphne Baca had listed four names of possible suspects. Those names included Eric Harris, Dylan Klebold, Chris Morris, and Robert Perry. Anybody ever heard of Chris Morris or Robert Perry? Nope, neither did I, because it didn't fit the narrative. Trista Fogarty, freshman. Trista said she believes, as do most other students, that there were more than four people involved in the shooting. Just wait a second, friends. We're only halfway there. Concerning how many students of the 101 seen more than four shooters. We're not at two anymore. We're not at three anymore. We're now at four shooters. Jay Adams, construction worker near the high school, he refers to a black BMW and a small tan drive down his cul-de-sac, followed 5 minutes later by the sounds of bombs. A co-worker says the BMW was filled with four teenagers. The tan car which followed had two people in it. File number 7430 and 7422. Folks, very specific. Gary Talaco was a teacher. He says that the school roof repairman saw three people exit vehicle with Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold. So there was five now. Tan vehicle followed them into the lot. Dick Strange said at 11:45, he said it was approximately 11:45 that Strange first observed four to five individuals, all dressed in black trench coats, standing alongside Columbine High School in the vicinity of the gymnasium. Friends, now we're up to five. These are eyewitness accounts from students inside of Columbine during the shooting. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. For all of you that are just going along to get along, keep drinking the Kool-Aid, friends, to your own demise. Because what you're being told by the lying CIA-controlled media, friends, is not at all what eyewitnesses are telling us. All the way from El Paso, friends, to Las Vegas, to Ruby Ridge, friends, to Waco, to Oklahoma City bombing. The list goes on. San Bernardino. Folks, I got videos. You can listen to the eyewitnesses yourself. They're contradicting, friends, what the media is telling you. They always have to have their lone wolf. They always have to break it down. Because, again, if there's a conspiracy, that means there's other people that were involved, and they can't have that fit their narrative. I am going to over 100 students right now and giving you their eyewitness accounts as to what happened in Columbine. Just going back to the beginning of what we see on a major scale now in the United States of America. Patrick Vassar, he's a freshman. He's seen 4 to 5 individuals at 11:15 a.m. dressed in black walk away from the school, all wearing trench coats except one who was wearing camouflage pants. He said cami pants. Quote, Seth Biggie Jr. was told by Courtney Shakowski she saw 4 to 5 trench coat mafia members enter into the cafeteria with a big black duffel bag. Oh, maybe this explains why the video is all cut up and there's so much film redacted. And the clips are so short. I mean, you got cameras in the school throughout, and you should watch the video online. It's just like, why is this all broken up? Because of this, friends. Because it doesn't line up with the eyewitness accounts. That's why. Julie Thomas, passerby eyewitness. Again, the file number. That on 04-2099 at about 07:55 hours, Julie turned onto Polk Street from Pier Street and saw a small brownish golden truck parked on the south side of Polk Street. Five male teens around it. At least three of them are wearing black trench coats. Wow. Boulder PD SWAT team member. Timeline, 21:30 hours. Two suspects believed dead inside, one more arrested, and one to two other suspects. You only heard about two of them. Whoa. That doesn't line up with what the media's narrative is, does it, in any sense of the word? Pat McDuffie, a Trench Coat Mafia associate, a member of the Trench Coat Mafia, he names five people in the attack group. Says another five helped plan the attack and helped provide guns and bombs. Whoa, then this would bring in, friends, a conspiracy. They had help. Exactly. Tim Castle was a senior. He tells police of five suspects. Their names redacted, by the way. Pam Wood got a call at work in Penny's at Southwest Plaza from students trapped in school. One saw six trench coats, and that all were shooting handguns, all six of them. Now we're up from two to six. Okay? Did you hear that through the media? Folks, you need to question every narrative that the media, mainstream media, sets. Every single one of them. I mean, they lie to you 24/7, and then when you question them, they call you theorists. Are they going to call 101 students that seen the crime being committed inside of that school? Are they going to call them theorists? Oh, yeah, friends. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ask Mark Anderson. That's right. Amy Terry, sophomore, was told by friend Alicia Encinas that she was in the commons when trench coaters with masks on came in shooting. Running upstairs, she sees four people in trench coats coming through the glass door at the west end of the main hallway. Now, keep in mind, friends, there's literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of students seeing this. And in eyewitness accounts are seeing different things on certain wings of the school that other kids were seeing on certain wings on the other side of the school. Okay? Brian Fry, sophomore, saw five to six persons all dressed in black after he heard gunshots. LFD Captain Mike Gorman told me the only information was that there were five to six shooters from the Trench Coat Mafia. How many did you hear from, friends? Two. Eric Harrison killing Dylan Klebold. Wow. Six gunmen dressed in black, said JCSO Kevin Walker. JCSO Vincent Damana advised him there was as many as seven gunmen inside of the cafeteria and commons area. Again, it explains to you why the film was redacted. It was blacked out. They just showed you little bits and pieces of Eric and Dylan. That's it. What was the end aim, friends? Gun control. Gun control. Not what are the kids feeding on. Not let's educate our kids instead of indoctrinate them. No, none of that. You heard nothing from the federal government about correcting themselves concerning what they're teaching the young students, right? No, it's not that. We got to get the guns. Crime works for them, friends. Hollywood teaches them how to commit the crimes. The Supreme Court says, okay, that's freedom of speech. The kid goes out and does it. And what do the politicians do? They grab the gun. See how it works for them? This is communism, friends. Oh, my goodness. Adam Campbell, senior, says fellow student Jessica Cave says she saw 10 shooters at the school. What did the ear witnesses hear? Numerous students heard gunshots, explosions in different parts of the school simultaneously, which of course probably meant more than two shooters, as Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold were officially together almost the entire time. Okay, Sarah Hoy, sophomore, heard bombs in cafeteria while shooters were inside library, exploding bombs. They had help, friends. Josh Lapp, sophomore, heard gunfire in other parts of the school while attack on library is going on, which no doubt happened. I'm going to go down to those that were actually shot, okay? Because it goes on about those that were hearing explosions. And then shootings upstairs and explosions downstairs. Several of them, friends. Josh Brinkley, a sophomore, heard shots downstairs, then different shots from upstairs, from two different guns. One upstairs and one downstairs. Jay Galantine, staff member, sees gunmen by library, then runs downstairs where he hears more gunshots, all this time hearing shots all around me and above me. Wow. Evan Todd heard bombs in other parts of the building while Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold were in the library. Same thing from DeWada Perez and Jessica Holiday. Folks, I can, like I said, I can go on and on and on and on. Mr. Frank told me that originally one of the individuals was someone by the name of Robert. He stated that the person was tall, approximately 6'3", and kind of awkward and gangly. That doesn't fit the description of either Eric or Dylan. One gunman had bad acne. That does not fit the description of Eric or Dylan. Friends, that was Courtney Hallman. He was a freshman. Miss Hone said that she does not believe it was Harris or Klebold. Miss Hone believes it was an individual named Robert that was doing the shooting. Folks, there's so much here in front of me. It's just so unthinkable. There was one student, Brenton Hooker, who identified a man to be 6'8 to 6'11 in height, very skinny, tight black pants. Shooting. Does this line up with the narrative? Not at all, friends. Not at all. They had help. Period. I'm scrolling down as fast as I can because I have less than 1 minute. One of the girls that was shot said it was neither Eric Harris nor Dylan Klebold that shot her. Some of the students identified older men as the shooters, like in their 30s to 40s, even identifying their hair. John Vandermark, sophomore in the science hall, sees older shooter with dark hair, spiky with blonde tips. Talking about specificity, right? In the science hall, see suspect with short blonde hair like he was going bald, older in his 30s, Aaron Walton said. But you just heard about Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold. Friends, my point here is all of these eyewitnesses were completely ignored concerning what didn't fit the narrative by the CIA-controlled media. I'm trying to get you to understand you have to not take what's being told you for face value. You have to pull the curtain back, friends. You have to peel the onions so you can find out from them that were there rather than from them that are setting the narrative. If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Most
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.